Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, yumadailynews.com. A man tried to take on five individuals at a hotel in Yuma. The 49-year-old approached the group and started waving a firearm. Police determined that the man had a BB gun. He was arrested for aggravated assault. After much deliberation, sadly, the Marines have officially decided to cancel the Yuma Air Show for this year due to various issues related to the global pandemic. A detailed explanation can be read now at yumadailynews.com. The Air Force has joined federal paramedics and healthcare workers at Yuma Regional Medical Center as the region continues to have a spike in COVID cases. Chief Nursing Officer Deborah Adders says nurses who work at the hospital normally are welcoming of the extra help, but the pandemic has made their job very hard.
I think the one is they want to provide the best care possible to every patient, and they feel like they're not able to do that.
More on this later today at yumadailynews.com. Follow us on Facebook, Yuma Daily News. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning in the studio, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Joanne Pfizer from the City of Yuma. Good morning.
Good morning, Yuma.
Good morning. And so, Joanne, did you have a Happy New Year?
I did. It was wonderful. We were with family and my kids live in Phoenix, so we were in Phoenix, and it was great.
Yeah, and so we're starting the new year off right with the Majul Date Festival this Saturday.
It is. It's the Majul Date Festival, and it is also Elvis's birthday.
It is? I had no idea.
Yes, that's we are going to awesome. Celebrate Elvis's birthday, and he is going to show up downtown.
Awesome. So, Joanne, okay, I've lived here now almost a year and a half. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but I came in 2020, and we all know what 2020 was. And so, amazingly enough, this is going to be my first downtown festival.
Oh, right on. That's wonderful. How exciting.
And so tell me all about it, because I don't even know what to expect other than I've already reached out to friends and said, hey, you want to go to the Date Festival Saturday?
Yes, it's Saturday downtown from 11 to 5, and it is something that Yuma always looks forward to. We normally host this towards the middle or the end of January, but this year we're just jumping out the gate and hosting it the first Saturday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of our winter visitors come out and enjoy this festival. It's a during-the-day festival, and we take up all of downtown, so 100, 200, 300 blocks, and there's something for everybody. I had mentioned, you know, Elvis's birthday. Well, he will be there. We'll have a tribute to Elvis on stage. We'll also have a local band, Radical Rewind, some performances from a dance studio, Dancers Workshop. And we'll have some belly dancers out there, a lot of good food. There will be a kid zone, so there'll be bouncing houses and stuff like that for the kids, and so much good treats. But the focus is the date. The Date Festival has been around for a long time, and in this region, it's very popular. We have so many dates that come out of the Yuma area that go all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So last year when we hosted our date festival virtually, we visited almost every date grower and featured that, you know, on our YouTube page with the city of Yuma. But it's pretty awesome. I think you're going to enjoy it for being the first festival that you attend.
I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, I'm always, I guess I missed breakfast this morning. So food, I got food on my mind. What kind of food will there be besides dates, of course?
Okay, well, you can't have a festival without kettle corn. So there will be kettle corn there. We also have a food vendor that's coming in, and he's going to have, I've had these myself. They're really, really good. It's a potato that he spirals.
Okay.
And he puts it on a stick, and whatever else you want on it, you can have. But it's
deep fried.
It's not deep fried. I'm guessing it's baked or however they cook them.
Okay.
But you can get the works on it, and it's always really good. And then we'll have carne asada tacos.
Oh,
you
know,
that's a staple here in Yuma. And the dates that you get to try are really good. All the different vendors that will be out there, some of them have date shakes. They have samples of dates for you to try because there's different types of dates. The Majol is my favorite, and dipped in chocolate. Yeah, that's my favorite date.
Russ, how's your favorite date?
My favorite date can't make it. She's going to be busy that day, but... I'm looking forward to the festival, and I just got to know, Joanne, are you the one that puts on the date costume, looks like a great big dancing raisin that runs around? What?
Wait, there's somebody dressed up as a date at the date festival?
There had been in the past. What?
We're not going to do that again? it looks like the dancing raisins or something.
Look like the dancing raisins, and it was in the newspaper yesterday, too.
Yeah, it was. I said, oh, good, there's Joanne. I saw it right there. But I was mistaken?
Yes. But you will see, which is really cool, and I'm super excited about, our stilt walkers. And we have one that looks like a tree.
Oh.
And so these will be pretty different. You won't see these all the time at our downtown festivals. But keep a lookout for a tree stilt walker walking around downtown.
How
it'll
off the
ground? Be a flower, but the stilt walker that's a tree is pretty awesome looking.
Just like one of these carnival kind of guys that runs around on stilts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stuff.
But he looks real. So
it looks like a tree starts walking.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to see them downtown.
We'll have
somebody that's doing balloons, and they're going to be doing like bouquets of balloons and giving them out downtown. So that'll be fun.
The downtown area was designed. Now, originally it was obviously a dirt road, and it turned into where it was just walking only. And then they turned it back into cars with the opportunity to shut it down for what we're doing, and that is a festival, which is fun. It's enjoyable to do. I'm glad they did that for the downtown area, that you can just flip it real quick, and it's not necessary to be a road, and just block it off, and it's all set up to do that really easily for the downtown area.
It is nice, you know, the parking surrounds, and then there's some, you know.
Well, the parking's on behind the buildings, off of Main Street there. So it's always, but it hasn't been done very much recently. You know, obviously the festivals have all stopped, and
we're excited to launch
for a while. You know, it used to be once a week almost that there would be something blocking the highway road, and there'd be farmers markets or something down there. But
and that, you know, slowed down with the last couple of years, but right now the traffic that has been coming down, like for First Fridays to the businesses, has been so nice. A lot of the businesses will host something in their stores, or they'll have, you know, a pop-up right outside and support local businesses that way. The First Friday event that we hosted last month was the Christmas tree lighting.
It was super fun. Because you saw me there.
Yeah,
I was sitting next to me.
Right.
It's like, I saw you downtown on First Friday.
Well, downtown is a great addition if we can use it more. Now, what is your job with the city?
I'm Yuma Festival's coordinator.
There's a festival coordinator? Get the heck.
She has to throw parties for a living. Isn't that awesome?
Are you kidding me?
No,
there's
I'm
a coordinator.
Not.
And what do you coordinate? Just the downtown area or what?
Mainly the downtown area, but I help the community in any other special events that are hosted in, you know, the city of Yuma. So
well, you must know my daughter then.
I do, Casey.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we work together quite a bit and it's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to do the downtown stuff. She's over at the Civic Center, which I guess keeps her busy enough.
Very busy.
Yeah, but she helps us throw great parties there, too.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good at that. She's really good at that.
So you do festivals downtown.
Downtown, and I support, you know, different organizations because we got together talking about, you know, one that you guys are going to do downtown.
So you work with Parks and Recreation.
I am part of Parks and Recreation, but I'm in
more on the recreation side.
Yes. Let's have a party.
And when you do the date thing, well, it's to support the date community, bring awareness to the date community. And it's a big part of our agriculture, but it doesn't really get a lot of recognition as far as the size and scope of what the date does for Yuma and Yuma County, but we have growers of date in this area, and I think they're responsible for $30-40 million a year in product. Most of that is exported, believe it or not. It goes over to countries that we think have all the dates, but they'll send it to Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
And quite often you think of those are the guys that have all the date trees. Well, and at one time, I guess our date trees originated from those areas, and those were very hard to export. They didn't like having them outside the country. They had an exclusion on those, and we ended up with them somehow through, you know, trades or whatever. We ended up with those dates, and now we tend to produce a lion's share of a lot of the dates, and our climate is very conducive for it.
You could actually call this area the capital of the world of dates. Yeah. Because of how
extends over into California, of course, and there's some of it into California in those areas. But date trees, you ever go to the date farms and really talk to the date growers and find out?
We did. If you get a chance, check out our YouTube date festival. Virtually last year, we interviewed each date grower that we could, and we went to the farms. We were able to see, you know, the nurseries and how they plant them, and grow them, and it was amazing.
It was great to watch because I watched it last year.
Oh, good.
I've never seen it, but I've been to all the farms. You need to take a break.
Oh, okay, already? Well, with that, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done.
I just never took the time. What a fine stretch of weather we've got with high pressure keeping us dry and the temperatures on the mild side. And it stays like that the rest of this week. 70 this afternoon, 72 tomorrow, 73 by Friday.
Fever, COVID, or flu. Call your medical provider. Make sure you use the Exergen temporal scanner. Backed by science, it's the accurate thermometer you need. Be vigilant with Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com.
Mickey B's Cocktail Lounge has a new look because they have new ownership. Come celebrate to live entertainment and dance to your favorite oldies or country. If singing is your thing, karaoke every Monday and Wednesday, 6 p.m. till 10. Mickey B's is a supporter of our local veterans. Oh, mark an appointment on your calendar to join in. Bring a friend or the whole office. Mickey B's opens 10 a.m. daily. 12635 South Frontage Road.
And And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we, of course, have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Joanne Pfizer with the City of Yuma.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, I'm still back on that food thing. We were just talking about the chocolate-covered dates. I like them stuffed with either blue cheese or goat cheese and wrapped in bacon.
Ooh. That sounds delicious.
I know. I'm like, have you, speaking of date farmers, I went out to Naked Dates.
Oh, cool.
And exactly. Great place.
There's a Naked Date?
Naked Dates. You haven't been out to Naked
Never
Dates
tried
on
it.
Welton?
No.
Yeah. They've got like a little, it's almost like a little restaurant kind of thing. And they've got, what do you want with dates? They make
everything. Cookies, bread, everything. It's so good.
We actually have a little place called Dateland here in Yuma County.
Yep, mm-hmm. Very familiar with Dateland.
And something about Dateland is they really grow dates. Mm-hmm. And the UPS or our FedEx picks up there. I think it's UPS or FedEx, one or the other. But they are the largest shipper in Yuma County.
That is awesome.
Really?
Using them, yeah. Well, because they send so many dates out. I mean, they're so well known for their gift baskets of dates and all those kind of things that UPS drives, sends a whole truck over there every day. Or I'm sorry if I get it wrong. I think it's UPS or FedEx. I'm not sure which one. But they come, they're tremendously large on the amount that they ship out every day.
And they're heavy. Well, those boxes are heavy.
They are. And I'm amazed at the number of people, they come into town, they come to the chamber or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, we had to stop in Dateland to get a date shake. Or on their way back, I'm stopping at Dateland to get a date shake. But they're amazed when I mentioned, in Dateland, great, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're amazed when I mentioned to them all the other places that you can get date shakes. And they're all, we were just talking about on the break, they're all different.
Secret recipe in Dateland.
Secret recipe. Because I live by Martha's Garden and I get the date shakes there sometime. And of course, downtown, I get them at Brockett Farms and, so.
Imperial Date Gardens in Bard, you had mentioned California. They have a whole setup. I mean, you can get all kinds of goodies with dates there. You can get the date shakes. I want to say they have date ice cream, date bread.
Oh, I think I would like date ice cream. I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, everything. And just let the secret out, there's going to be date beer at the date festival.
Oh,
beer.
Yes.
Yuck. I'm game to try it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
everyone likes it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because it's brewed just for.
So have you tried
festival.
It? No, you haven't
I'm
tried it.
I'm working on the date festival day.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not able to try it.
Because I was just curious. I mean, is it sweet being on a date?
I wouldn't think it being beer. I don't think it's going to be sweet. But you're going to be able to taste the dates.
Because I'm thinking, if you get, a raspberry, I guess those are ciders usually, though, that...
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, now I'm totally curious. I'm going to try one. I'm going to let you know how it is.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know. It'll be great, I'm sure. Yeah.
And so what other festivals? I mean, we talked about, barbecue and brews.
It's coming up February 18th and 19th. This is a Kansas City sanctioned event, Kansas City Barbecue sanctioned event, and it's hosted here.
How do you get sanctioned by Kansas City Barbecue?
You have to get certified. I had to actually go to a competition to be a certified organizer to have that event here.
To be able to be... have that title of Kansas City Barbecue.
Well, they bring in their judges. It's a real, real thing. Like, the judges have to go to school for 2 years, to be able to be certified judges to judge the meat.
For Kansas City Barbecue.
For this competition.
2 years.
They're that proud of it. That's
cool. It's pretty intense. And when I went to, become certified, I attended a competition in Riverside, California. And it was pretty awesome. I mean, they really judge that barbecue, and it's totally different than barbecue you just get, at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
These barbecuers are top-notch, and they come from all over the country, and they compete so that they can go to the big event that you normally see on TV that, Kansas City Barbecue Society hosts, and that's a big purse, for them to win, so... One of the stops is Yuma for them to qualify and accrue points to attend. So it's pretty exciting. That's going to be February 18th and 19th, and it'll be downtown. it'll be, you know, the whole main street again. We'll have two country concerts, one Friday night and one Saturday night. I'm calling it Bringing Back the Yuma Boys. We're going to have Tanner Gomes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to, and he's from Yuma. Right. So we're going to mm-hmm. have him as our country concert on Friday night. And then Bobby McClendon, mm-hmm. he's going to be our country concert headliner on Saturday night. And so that's going to be a lot of fun, too. I mean, these guys have pretty much been all over, you know, and in Nashville mainly right now. But on the top 10, you know, it's pretty cool to have them come home to Yuma and share their talents, you know, with mm-hmm. Yuma and perform for us in February. So that's exciting.
I'm still stuck on 2 years to go to school to judge the barbecue contest. Uh-huh. Just, Russ, I thought we had found a new job for you, but.
I don't think I'm going to do that, but we keep hearing that the Kansas City barbecue is famous and all that kind of stuff. But
they are pretty big.
But, you know, everybody likes their barbecue. You know, they say the same in Georgia and Texas, but they don't have their own judges that I know about. You know?
Yeah.
Well, there aren't they all different? I mean, I guess I don't know enough about it. I mean, Texas barbecue is different than Kansas City barbecue, is different from North Carolina barbecue, is different from mm-hmm. Tennessee or Memphis.
Or Yuma.
Or Yuma barbecue.
Because we'll have some Yuma teams that participate in the contest, too.
So you don't have to be on the circuit to compete, just to judge.
Right. Right. And so if you want to participate, you can email me, joanne.pfizer@yumaaz.gov, and if you want to participate to compete in the contest, and if you would like to participate as a vendor and, you know, do something different out there, you can do that too.
Yeah, I'm not sure my cooking skills are up to that caliber. But I'm certainly willing to come through and taste it all.
It's always good. And one of the things that we enjoy doing with the barbecue contestants is they will donate their extra meat, and we'll have a 4-H group out there that will be able to man a booth where you can actually taste the barbecue contestants, you know, sample the barbecue uh-huh. that's being judged. Because other than them just hosting their contest, you wouldn't be able to taste those contestants' barbecue.
Okay.
And so we have a booth that is, you know, a fundraiser for a 4-H group here in town that will be able to man that, and the community will be able to taste the good stuff.
Is that the drive-thru that they're doing? Do you know?
No.
Okay, different, yeah. Different yeah. thing.
Different thing.
Okay, because yeah. I just got a notice on that the other day. So that's, I was like, oh, wait, what is that?
Yeah. They're always doing different fundraisers for their organization. And we've teamed up with them. And they like to participate in our festivals and volunteer their time. And we always like to give back, you know, have some type of nonprofit that's there at the festival that's raising
now,
funds.
We just went through the New Year's, and there was no city New Year's would let us drop. And I know that was the Visitor Bureau that used to
Visit
do that.
Visit Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Yuma. Is that something the Visitor Bureau is still going to do? I mean, are you aware?
No, we were just notified that that wasn't something that they were going to do again.
So where's the lettuce? Where's the big?
Where's the big drop?
I mean,
got a 9-foot head of lettuce sitting there
yeah.
somewhere.
That was made, you know, special for the New Year's celebration. Is that going to be passed on to another organization, or do you know?
Do you know, Kim? I haven't heard anything about that big lettuce iceberg.
Somebody needs to say that. That was a wonderful event in itself for the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you take it over. Oh. You know, let's give them a call there. I can help you with that.
Joanne, we're giving you more stuff to do. No, I guess I know that they're trying to get away from doing events. Visit
the
Yuma.
City is.
No, Visit Yuma.
So is the city. I thought they were.
Well, I'm doing this one this weekend, and
okay.
then we're doing the February mm-hmm. event.
Well, I know there were some events that the Caballeros took over from the convention
Tacos
center.
And Tunes.
Tacos and Tunes and other things. They were spinning them off mm-hmm. and doing less of those. So
yeah. It's exciting to collaborate with the different organizations in town, and that's another part of my position, is to be able to help and assist those other organizations that mm-hmm. have, you know, taken over or mm-hmm. Even just hosting events. It doesn't even have to be downtown, and I can, you know, help with that. Our special event application process is it's a process, and I always assist with
it. Is but you've that. But you've shortened the form. You've made it a lot less cumbersome because I know that when we were meeting with you,
we can get the short form now. Give me the short form.
It's the short form now. Yay. It's still long, but it's much shorter than it had been.
So when you coordinate, you coordinate with the other city offices like the police department and all that kind of stuff. Because you know I'm a caballero, so I've been involved in a lot of different events with. You know, dealing with the police department for parking, because I've been in charge of parking some years, or I've been in charge of different functions. But there's a lot of logistics and coordination that goes on behind the scenes.
One of the events that I assisted with was our Scary and Safe event that the police department hosts.
I choose scary. Yep.
The trick or treat for Halloween, and it's always at.
I was there
at the convention
at the fairgrounds.
It's at the fairgrounds.
I was with the Miss Yuma County pageant. We had a booth with, and I think we had seven ladies there.
And giving out candy.
They weren't scary, though.
Oh.
Well, my husband was there, too. My husband was there dressed up as a stormtrooper.
Oh, wow.
So.
That was a big event.
I heard it was very big.
It was really successful.
It was supposed to end at 8, but it didn't end until 9, I think. Because everybody in line still came through.
Yes.
And the police did such a great job in that they had candy available for the vendors that ran out in case there was a big surge. Yes. And there was much more than expected.
Yes.
They made sure that everybody got something. So they kept passing candy out to vendors who ran short.
Yes.
Some of them came with the idea that, well, we're only going to have a few thousand. Well, there was more than that.
We warned them that there would be 6,000, but I think we did end up with about 8 or 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need to take a break and kick her out.
I want to kick her out. I love talking to Joanna. She's very helpful for our own events.
Thanks for having me.
But thanks so much for coming in. And the date festival is this Saturday from 11 till 4? 5. Okay, perfect.
Downtown.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Thing you want is your home's AC to quit on you. At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Call 855-1-HOUR for a free service call with completed repair. Don't forget, we're
always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime. Always on time, boy, you don't pay
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Hi, I'm Russell McLeod with Accurate Automotive Attention. Come in and see for yourself why your friends and neighbors once again voted Accurate Automotive as Yuma's best auto repair shop. We are Yuma's only AAA-approved auto repair company, and with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, excellent customer service, repairs done right the first time, and our satisfaction guarantee, you are sure to be pleased with our service. Accurate Automotive has set the standard for excellent service for over 52 years, and we are proud to be your dealership and quick lube alternative.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to the show, I want to mention a few events that we have coming up, of course. First of all, next Thursday is Good Morning Yuma. That is going to be at AWC this time at 6:30 in the morning, as always. So on January 13th, this is going to be a fun one. Not only are we getting an update from the sheriff's office, Sheriff Wilmot is going to be there, but they are going to be doing their sheriff's awards. We've already, we already know who's winning. We're getting the awards made, but we'll be announcing those on Thursday, January 13th. So join us for that. And the deadline to do that is this Friday at noon. So be sure that you get your registration in. Also, deadlines this Friday. We have a couple other deadlines. First of all, our board of directors election is ending this Friday. So please, if you're a chamber member, get your vote in for that. And we are also ending our Athena International nominations. If you don't know what that is, that recognizes a woman who has made an impact not only in the business community, but also just in the community as in general. And we give out that award at our annual dinner. So all of those deadlines are coming up this Friday. Links to all of those went out in yesterday's Chamber Happenings. So you should have gotten an email from us yesterday in your Chamber Happenings newsletter. And there's links to all of those there. Otherwise, there's links to all of those on our website, yumachamber.org. And then it's a very busy month this month. We're starting the new year off with a bang. On the 19th, we will be doing our first mixer of the year, and it's going to be at the Crest, which should be a great location. I'm looking. Joanne hasn't left yet. We still got her here, so she's yes. looking. Like, speaking of downtown Yuma, I'm excited about going to the Crest. Mm. The last mixer we had there was a virtual one where we did a mixology class, which was super fun. But now I don't have to mix the drinks myself because the Crest has great bartenders to take care of that for me. And then on the 21st, we will actually be doing a lunch and learn with Tony Robleski, who many people know from prior to the pandemic. He came in and did a lot of seminars for us, and he is coming back on the 21st, and he's always very popular. So that is going to be at 11:30 on Friday the 21st. And then on January 28th, of course, is our annual dinner. That is going to be held at AWC, and we're doing things a little bit different this time. Our annual dinner is going to include a chance auction. If you have never been to a chance auction before, they are super fun. We are going to have over 100 raffle prizes. It is going to be a great night with lots of opportunity to win lots of prizes. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to purchase tokens for $1 a piece. And if you want to bid on an item, you can put your token into a bucket in the center of the table and put a paddle up. And then it works kind of like a raffle. So all of our raffle prizes are valued at a minimum of $50 each. So basically, you could get prizes for $50 and, you know, for only $1. So it could be a lot of fun. And with over 100 prizes, you've got a lot of opportunity to get one. And then going into February, we're not doing a Good Morning Yuma on our normal scheduled date on February 10th. We're replacing it instead on February 17th. Governor Ducey will be in town, and we are doing a State of the State brunch. So that is our next big event coming up. Registration is already open for that as well. So all of these can be found on our website, yumachamber.org. And if you go under About the Chamber, go to our calendar of events, you can actually see all of our events right there in the calendar. And so, speaking of events, our next guest has arrived, and it's Amelia Cortez from the Girl Scouts. And we have cookies in the house.
Wait a minute, I wasn't paying attention. I just looked up and there's someone else here.
Hi. I know.
Maria, how are you?
Good morning. She snuck in. I did sneak in.
But she brought cookies, so we'll let her sneak
goodness.
In.
Okay, you're forgiven right now.
And tree foils, because I did call Kim last night.
She did.
I said, I'm going to give you a hard question. What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? And she's like, Thin Mints. And I was
That's got to be the majority. That's got to be the number one, isn't it?
You know, it's between Samoa's and Thin Mints has been.
That's
like,
fair.
Yeah, I could see that.
It depends on the year, whatever year it is. Last year.
What's a good year for Circle Girl Scout cookies?
Huh?
You said the year. What year? A good year.
It depends
any
on
year.
The year. Any year. I know, right? Every year is a great.
Every year is a good year?
Yes, it's a good year.
They don't get better.
But
with
it
time.
All depends on what the crowd wants or the public wants. And so that depends on us how we
order. Stay closer to that mic. You got to get you okay. move that's it any way you want. It moves up, it moves down.
Like when I start talking and thinking, I start lowering my voice because I really want to be sounding to.
We can fix that.
So yes, I start processing and thinking.
See, you got to stop the thinking.
I know.
There's
I
not
do,
even required in here.
I was gonna say, I've been thinking with my stomach all morning between the date festival and now Girl Scout cookies.
Is it Girl Scout season again?
It's yes, Girl Scout season is about to start. Actually, our official start date for pre-sale orders, a little bit things have changed.
Okay.
You can start doing pre-sale orders on January 10th.
People do that?
Yes.
They just.
Yes.
They pre-order their Girl Scout cookies?
Pre-order their Girl Scout cookies.
Well, then you know you've got them.
Right.
But there's never a shortage. I mean, they're everywhere.
I've had time. The Thin Mints. I've had a time that
it took a minute for us to get them over and then disperse, and then you probably, as a consumer, are waiting on the product because the girl's waiting for us to come in.
Really?
So there is a lag time.
But I see them out in front of buildings all the time. These nice little girls running around, saying, you know, selling Girl Scouts.
Yes.
They're doing something really good. I guess areas where some of these young ladies are really learning great skills. Going out and talking to the public and asking some girls, they're good at it. Some of them are very good.
They are amazing. It's the largest girl-led entrepreneurship program that the United States carries.
I didn't think about that, but I guess it would be.
Yeah. And I love how moms, when they see the girls selling cookies, and they're like, I really have a shy girl.
Yeah.
And she's stuck to my leg.
Yeah.
And she's 7. Like, we need to socialize her. And so it's awesome to see those little girls that are very shy and timid blossom and bloom during Girl Scout cookies. Because then they start chanting. They create their own, like, cheers of how to sell or even their sales pitch.
I don't think it's really a hard sell. I think most people, when they see that, are going to, you know, open up a little bit.
Yes,
say hello and how are you doing and all this.
You know, their Havsin alumni is very tough on my girls. Girl Scouts that are from you know, historically and are from our alumni society, they quiz the girls. And they
quiz them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, there's a Girl Scout alumni society?
Yes, it's called Juliet Gordon Lowe's Pearls. I'll send you the information.
I'll say, because I'm know a Girl Scout alumni.
Yes, you are, Kim, just like me. Yes, I'll send it to you. It's really cool, and it's $25 a year.
Okay.
And it's really cool, and it's based on the Savannah, Georgia, where it originally started in
1912. I've been to our house in Savannah.
Yes,
because you can tour all that stuff in Savannah.
Yes, so I love going. We actually have a huge trip going, and a couple of our Girl Scouts here in Yuma County are traveling to Savannah.
Really?
With all our council, and they're going to explore all the history and the riches and stuff like that to learn, you know, how we started and how she implemented it and how she sold her jewelry to start this.
Jewelry?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's fascinating. Although now speaking of thing on my stomach, I hope they're going to the Pirate's House while they're in.
They
okay,
are.
Okay,
they have this cool agenda that, you know, we have this fabulous chief of mission, Miss E, and she's all about education and learning.
Mm-hmm.
So recently I went to Belize with Girl Scouts. We took 18 girls because they earned the trip through selling cookies. And we've had 2 girls from Yuma County, and it was just a learning experience from day that we landed to day that we departed back to Yuma.
You know, we didn't do trips to Belize when I was in Girl Scouts.
She was part of the mission of establishing it with the Girl Scouts of the USA, of getting that initiated and started. So she kicked it off and was one of those pioneers to get those travel projects going up and going. So it's really cool. This year, they get a chance to go to Australia.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
Yes, 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 yes. But I want to introduce you, my cookie queen and everything, you know. Everything cookies, Miss Andrea.
She's the cookie queen.
She is my cookie queen.
She's got a shirt with a cookie on it.
No, she does. Like, they can't see her, and she doesn't have a mic right now. So
no,
she's like,
no, she's our service unit product manager.
Does she make cookies?
She volunteers. Actually, she does amazing baking.
You bake? Oh.
Yes.
I was saying, so for those that can't see her, she's sitting in the studio with us, and she's got a t-shirt on, and it says Cookie Entrepreneur. Well, it's Entrepreneur, H-E-R, and it's got a Samoa about, Girl Scout cookie. I'm a Girl Scout cookie connoisseur, so it's definitely a Samoa on top of the...
Yes, yes. And she's going to let you know a little bit of what we got going on and the new updates. I always like to bring my team that makes the dream come true for Yuma County to have these delicious cookies at their hands. But here you go, Miss Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited.
I'm better now she brought cookies.
No, No, yeah. I love cookie season. It's crazy. It's madness. But the end game is the best part about it. So the Girl Scout Cookie Program is the largest girl-led entrepreneur program in the world. So, and our girls learn 5 different skills throughout this program. So it goes from cookie or goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. And each point, they learn something different for each of them. And throughout the cookie season, you know, the cookie season seems short to learn all those 5 skills, but these girls pick them up so quick. And then you can see their improvement each year. Like this year is my daughter's 4th year. Her first year, she refused to talk to anybody. She just stood there and she smiled and giggled and was like, hee hee hee. And last year, she needed 10 more boxes to hit her goal. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman came up and he's like, well, how many do you want to sell me? She's like, well, I only need 10 more to reach my goal. And he's like, okay. And she's like, okay, thanks. Have a good day. And she was good. And I mean, it's amazing seeing each girl improve each year and seeing which goal or which skills they are hitting and which ones they're improving in. Cookie program is just amazing. I love it. I rave about it. Every time when as it gets closer and closer, I'm like, oh, we're almost there. It's almost time. So, this year we have a new cookie. It's called Adventurefuls. It's a brownie base. It's got caramel on it. It's got some sea salt on it, and it is delicious. When you look at it, you think it's nice and soft, but it's not. It's got like a crunch to it.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. I highly recommend it.
I'm like, well, I Amelia, she called me last night and asked me what my favorite cookie was, and Thin Mints just came out. And then she can vouch for me what I said was, I haven't found a Girl Scout cookie yet that I don't like. Yeah. So with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
AC technicians know ACs break down at the worst time. That's why our technicians love our York air conditioners and heat pumps with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. The cheapest is always the costliest. A true AC provides service today and tomorrow. Ask our techs about our York 10-year parts and labor warranties or call us at 329-7384.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we the Girl Scouts are in the house, and they brought cookies. That's
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We have Amelia Cortez and Andrea Frias. Okay, making sure I got that right. So I don't know who wants to field this. Before the break, we were kind of talking about the 5 different things. Because as a consumer, don't get me wrong, I love eating the cookies. Okay, I'm not going to pretend I don't.
Who doesn't?
Okay, exactly. But the cookies are so much more than that. And we were talking about the 5 different things that the girls learn. How is the education formalized now? I mean, it's been a long time since I've been a Girl Scout. So how exactly does that work?
So there are different, I guess you could call them curriculum, right? Mm-hmm. That the girls earn or that they can work on, where they can also earn badges and patches for their vest.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one that they work specifically with their family. It's called the Family Entrepreneurial Pin. And so they take what they learn in their troop about cookies and about how to use these skills and the different people skills, the money badges, and they take them home and they discuss with their families, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want my goal to be. They set a plan. They get together to figure out how they can achieve that plan as a family, mm-hmm. or if they want to work with their sister Girl Scouts. And what's great about the Yuma Girl Scouts is they can be in different troops and they decide, okay, I want to help this person to reach their goal. I reached my goal. I'm going to help that person. So there's curriculum that they use to learn these skills.
Is it online?
Yes. Yep. It can be. There's badges online. They have a PDF file. They can buy it in the Girl Scout shop. And sometimes people just share with each other.
So, I mean, everybody thinks, because I know everybody thinks cookies, but Girl Scouts is so much more.
Oh, there's more?
There is more. Yes, we get known for our Girl Scout cookie season, but it's much more. It's we have STEM. We have, you know, life skills. We actually go camping, and we have canoes that we take here down to the, you know, Colorado River, and we launch off right there by West Wetlands to get the girls kind of like canoe ready. And actually, Phoenix Council, as well as the Tucson Council, come down and do our canoe programs because they don't have that much access of water around them. So they come to Yuma to do that. So they spend the night in Yuma County for them. So one day, one of my goals is going to be doing a state camp out in Yuma County.
So I know that you're a former Girl Scout, and you talking about all this stuff, of course, is bringing back all my memories of like camping, because I went to Girl Scout camp.
Yes.
And I went canoeing.
Yes.
And I did all of those things. What was your favorite thing to do as a Girl Scout?
My favorite thing was actually being on the water sports that we utilize. Like, so I was a Girl Scout in Greater Los Angeles.
Okay.
So they took us a lot of places, and one of the best experiences was camping on the beach, except the sand fleas. Except the sand fleas one time that we went a little bit too late and they hatched. It was horrible and miserable.
Oh, no.
But it was awesome to kind of wake up by the ocean and have that ocean literally like what you put on your Pandora or your iTunes to download. Kim is laughing at my sand flea story. But it's true. It's things that you learn. And yeah. So if you ever get sand fleas, talk to me and I'll let you know how to
see. Well, and you know what? And you do learn. Speaking of which, I'm a Midwest girl and grew up in Northern Illinois. And so my Girl Scout camp, of course, was in Northern Illinois. And as far as practical knowledge, what I learned how to do at Girl Scout camp was how to remove a tick from your hand. So
it's a life skill that you learn in Girl Scouts that you carry it forward. And then you teach your children, like, this is how I was taught. And then it's knowledge that you pass on. So I agree. It's simple things like that and they make us giggle, but it's more to like you knowing how to do it versus like, let me go Google or, you know, research it and get it wrong, because removal of a tick is complicated.
It is complicated, but I also and I learned how to build a campfire.
Yes, you did.
Which actually came in handy because in college one summer I was a camp counselor, and that was super, super handy to know. And living around here, I bet knowing how to build a campfire is probably a necessity.
It is, because a lot of girls here in Yuma County love to go. They do a lot of outdoor stuff in their families during the winter. Mm-hmm. They go to the sand dunes. They go, you know, do all that camping, RVing and things like that. And many of the girls are like, you know, they have their fire safety, you know, and sometimes they'll tell me a story that the camp adjacent to them or whatever next to them, they were misusing stuff, and they kind of, the Girl Scout went up and talked to the adults and said, can you please not have your firewood?
Yeah, knock it off. Come on.
Not your firewood close to your gas, you know, fuel or anything like that. So it's just interesting to see how we give them a voice and that confidence to be like, and reassure them that, yes, this is not okay. Speak up.
which is amazing, because you know, nobody's going to believe this, but
no,
I was one of those girls, the 7-year-old, the 6-year-old, as a brownie. I think I was younger than that. And, you know, remember that we had to go sell Girl Scout cookies. And I was that little girl that was kind of like, I don't know if I can go knocking on people's doors, or, you know, back then we did knock on people's doors.
Right. And we still do.
Oh, do you?
We still do.
Okay.
There are some girls that love that tradition of knocking on doors.
Okay.
And we have this huge cookie rally coming this Saturday at the mall. Thank you to the Marines and the Malls team to provide us for the space. But we're having booths, basically. It's kind of like a cookie rally that sets the girls how to get their sales pitch, what it is to get their goal in hand, also vision boards of where they see what they're going to utilize their cookie funds for as a troop that they get and the proceeds that they get individually.
Will there be cookies there?
Yes.
So Russ, what I'm hearing is going to eat good this Saturday.
Yes, and they're sampling. So if you're interested, the event is from 10 to noon. It's by the Zales.
Yes. Zales, okay. Zales. Oh, so it's where it was last year?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know that about a rally, but I know that that's where the cookies were.
Yes, by Zales. Okay. And if you want to go, I can give you guys free access. Just text me at 928-276-5043.
We need free access to get into a cookie
yes.
thing really? For Girl Scouts?
Yes, these are only for registered members, but I'm giving that opportunity if you're a parent that wants to know what Girl Scouts is all about, as well as a girl, or even if you just want to volunteer.
So far, I'm not qualifying. I mean, I can pick all the pronouns I want. I'm not
but you have a future Girl Scout in your granddaughter.
My granddaughter's 4.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. She's close.
She's too much for you guys. She's out of control.
And that's who we love those. Yep. We love those girls that have that extra spirit. Yep. So we accept them 3 months before they turn 5.
You may regret that.
3 months before they turn 5. I was going to say, because I think as a brownie, I was 5 or 6. I can't remember, but yes. I was.
Yes.
You know, we call her the terrorist, and there's a good reason behind it all.
No, oh my gosh.
She just needs to get refocused.
Refocused. I like how you put it, extra spirit.
Extra spirit. And I love those girls because that was me. I was the extra spirit girl.
Well, I've spent a lot of time making sure that people think she needs refocusing. Yeah, I pretty much told her she was an adult. She doesn't need to wait.
Exactly. No, there we go. There we go. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Do you still need volunteers for Saturday? Because I know you were needing them.
Actually, we need volunteers for our cookie drop.
It's okay, when is
Thursday, that? Thursday, January 20th. And we basically get semis in of cookies, shipped down to us. And then we need to offload them off the semis and disperse them to the groups.
Semis.
Yes, we get semis. We get
not the trunk of a Buick. It's
and no, you're not that
We're
far.
We're talking semis?
You're not that far. From the semis, it goes into a Buick. And now it's become the cookie, trying to figure out how to get that car all.
So is that when the cookies actually come in? Mm-hmm. So I have to wait until then?
January 22nd is when official. You can pre-order, though.
I can pre-order, but I have to wait to eat them. Yes, that's the problem.
Yes.
I keep thinking, girls, I don't even think the Teamsters were involved. I didn't know. So how many cookies do you go through in Yuma County?
So our original order is 36,000 cases.
Cases, so not boxes.
No,
cases.
36,000 cases.
How many
cases?
Are in a case? 12.
Do not do
we
that.
We like Girl Scout cookies in Yuma County.
Yes.
And
that's our initial order. And so we have a second wave of semis that come in throughout, around February.
Because you run into portions of shortages. You run into times where we don't have enough.
Right. There's a flavor that's
How long does the season last?
She's my cookie.
She knows.
This season is January, so the pre-orders start January 10th through the 21st. Cookies get here the 22nd, and then it runs till March 13th.
March 13th.
Yep.
Yeah, cookie. Okay, for that long. Well, that's a long season.
No, it's too short.
It's short.
But
it's
they
short.
Do freeze well. I have discovered they freeze well.
Yeah. But to our Lord. Girls, they're like, no, there's not enough time. We need an extra week. I'm almost to my goal.
So, and what is a typical goal?
A typical goal are, whew, good question. So I had a conversation with all my cookie.
And we're talking to 5-year-olds. I want you to go out and move 10,000 boxes, you sweetie. You know.
So 679 is a girl per average.
679 boxes?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's just grandparents and stuff. But what do you put about selling them?
No, these are our girls. There is an additive of grandparent guilt. They're like,
I'm sure,
let's buy, sell for you. But our average girl is 679 per girl.
679?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't take grandparents to be guilty. You know, I walk by them at the store and I'm like, I can't say no. They're so cute. They asked me to buy cookies. I mean, come on.
And you know, our older ones are so organized that they have actually a binder Rolodex of who they bought from previously, and they call them, start calling right now.
That's good.
And saying happy holidays and happy new year. I'm going to sell if you need your cookie. Like, that's they have this excellent business skill to have. Like, speech and way of approach for our older girls in high school. Yeah.
So I have a question. So I actually last year ordered mine online and had them shipped to my house. Does that come off the trucks in Yuma County too? Or those actually come from somewhere else?
Nope,
and
okay. That comes from our trucks as well.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if that added to that total.
We just got notification yesterday that DoorDash will be sponsoring us this year to...
So I can get my cookies, yes. So my Dash Pass is going to work for Girl Scout cookies?
Yes, it will. It will.
you got Girl Scouts all sitting in here. I'm like, that's...
I know that's what you're going to get this morning.
I'm like, that's all I'm thinking about is my Dash Pass. So yes. Unfortunately, that's about all the time we have this morning.
Appreciate it.
But thank you so much for coming in at the mall this Saturday from 10 to noon. Mm-hmm. They can come do the rally. Mm-hmm. And then till March 13th, right? We can order cookies and get our Girl Scout cookie fix. And they do freeze well. So if you need to keep them after March 13th, I can attest to that.
I have friends that use them for the Airbnb and they freeze them for their guests.
Awesome. With that, we have to go. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.